Geeks Tuned to Yesterday, bringing you broadcasts from radio's golden years. Welcome, I'm your host, Mark Levanier. Lots of laughs in this hour of comedy. Later on, it's Abbott and Costello from 1945. But right now, The Eddie Cantor Show with special guests, the singing trio, the Andrews Sisters. This episode first broadcast live on January 10th, 1945 on NBC.
The Eddie Cantor Show with Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Eddie Cantor Von Zell Jr., played by Billy Grave, Leonard Sousa's orchestra, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, our special guest for tonight, the Andrews Sisters, and, of course, Eddie Cantor.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you, some early morn you will hear his horn. Rudy tootin', it's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day. Come on, Leonard, blow that horn. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day.
I've got a surprise for you, baby.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm going to take the money I might have lost at the track and spend it on your kid.
No.
Yes,
oh,
indeed.
Geez.
Harry, I'm going to send Eddie Cantor Von Zell Jr. to college, and money is no object. I want to give that kid an education.
Oh, Eddie.
Yes, give him. Let him be for your cause.
Well, that's mighty generous of you,
yes,
Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Gosh. Harvard, Notre Dame, Princeton, Yale.
No, Harvard? Yale?
What's the name of the college, Eddie?
It's called Lorenzo T. Satchberger Tech.
Lorenzo T. Satchberger Tech?
Mr. Satchberger is the dean. He's a brilliant scientist, Harry, and what a college he runs.
But
it's got everything a kid loves, even a little hot tamale stand up front. And there, cooking the tamales, a friendly, gray-haired old man.
Well, who's he?
Lorenzo T. Satchberger.
The dean sells tamales? Now, listen, Eddie, this Satchberger guy...
Mr. Satchberger, please, he's the dean, Harry.
All right, Mr. Satchberger, he sounds like a phony.
Are you kidding? A man who's known the world over? L.S., M.F.T.? Lorenzo Satchberger makes fine tamales. Whoa. It's a great college, and what a campus. It's tremendous, Harry. This college covers 40 miles.
40 miles? Must have a lot of buildings.
No buildings, Harry. You see, it's able to cover so much ground because, well, the whole college consists of a trailer. On wheels, Harry. On wheels.
Wheels?
It's a sort of a tourist campus.
Listen.
It's wonderful, Harry. Instead of making the student go to college, the college will go to the student.
Yeah, but Eddie...
But think of what a time saver it will be for your boy, Harry. Where do you live? In Santa Monica. Well, the kid gets on at Santa Monica. While traveling through Ocean Park, he studies higher mathematics, through Beverly Hills Latin, through Hollywood astronomy. And when your boy finally steps off the trailer, he's a graduate.
A graduate?
Magna cum Pomona.
Tourist camp. I don't think my kid will like that kind of a college.
You don't think the Satchberger?
No, Satchberger.
Maybe you're right.
Gosh,
your baby is only 10 weeks old, and here we are talking about his college education. I wonder what he thinks about his future, Harry.
Well, who knows? All he can say is goo, goo.
Yeah, but I wonder what he's thinking about when he says goo, goo.
College education. Education. Popeyes wants me to go to school so I'll be smart. I don't want to know anything. I want to be like Popeyes. Popeyes would be better off if he knew reading and writing as well as he knew Susie. My father is smart, and he loves me. He spends every afternoon with me since they closed the racetrack. I wonder why people don't call him up and ask him for the time anymore. All day long on the phone, he kept telling them, 10 to 1, 7 to 5. 3 to 2. That's what he said. 3 to 2. Confusing. He didn't even have a watch. Popeye says that when I go to college, I belong to a fraternity, and someday I'll give a girl my pin and I'll be engaged. If I gave a girl my pin today, I'd be embarrassed. I like what Popeye's reads to me. That's what I want to study. Esquire. Gee, it's a funny world. Now they're trying to wean me so I'll stop drinking from a bottle. And then they'll send me to college so I'll start all over again. Gee, it's a screwy world, ain't it?
A boy and girl were walking, a-walking, yes, walking. And as they stood there talking, he stole a little kiss. The girl, he started giggling, oh-giggling, yes, giggling. And as the boy stood wiggling, he shyly told her this. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, golly, I'm in love. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, it's you I'm thinking of. I love to hold your teeny, weeny hand in mine. I get a piggly, wiggly feeling my spine. Oh me, oh my, oh how I love to kiss. I swear that home could never be like this. You've got all my nerves unstrung. Let's be foolish while we're young. Oh gee, oh gosh, oh golly, I'm in love. Oh gee, oh gosh, oh how I love to fly and float among the clouds up in the sky. Here's time to say goodbye. Where's my collar, where's my tie? Oh gee, oh gosh, oh golly, I'm in love.
Listen, Eddie, I'm so excited to think that my boy will go to college. Gosh, I'll bet the kid will be a genius. Maybe someday he'll make history. He might invent the telephone.
Harry, they've already invented the telephone.
They have?
Well, of course.
I've been trying to get one for 6 months.
When a dance is slow, take it easy, take it easy. What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low?
Take it easy, take it easy. We got lots of fun ahead of us, the night is young. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know the music should be played instead of fun?
Take your time, dance to the beat. Take your time, slow if you please. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know you're not supposed to make a runner jump? Take it easy, take it easy. If you don't, I feel that our romance was in a bump. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know it's time for romance when the music's sweet? Take it easy, take it easy. You should really try to make your heart control your feet.
Take your time, dance with me. Take your time, slow if you please.
Take it easy, take it easy. You're too far away from me to whisper in your ear. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know you only get 3 pairs of shoes a year?
Take your time, dance with me. Take your time, slow if you please.
Too much haste makes the waste, so I've been told. Watch your step, save your breath, live to be old.
Take your time, do it with ease. Take your time, with you if you please.
Oh, Leonard Seuss.
Yes, Mr. Kanner.
Hey, Leonard, I want you to know that I'm sending Harry Von Zell's boy to college, and I wanted to talk to someone who knew more about it. What did you study in college?
Well, I started medicine, but I was too embarrassed to continue.
What embarrassed you?
I had to examine a skeleton.
Well, why should that embarrass you?
It was a girl skeleton.
Well, look, all medical students examine skeletons.
Yes, but this one didn't have on any clothes.
Leonard, skeletons. skeletons never wear clothes. Pardon me. There's always Frank Sinatra. Look. Oh. Nora Martin.
Yes, Mr. Carter.
Yeah, Nora. Nora, I'd like to ask you, when you went to college, were your studies difficult?
Oh, yes. Leonard used to come over to my house and help me with the homework.
Yeah?
We were supposed to turn out 15 pages a night.
What did you turn out?
The light.
Well, go on and sing, Nora. Harry, don't you think Nora has a beautiful voice?
Yes. I can hardly take my eyes off of it.
Oh, Harry, sing Nora. Go on. You know, Harry, I'm so happy that I'm in a position to send your kid to college. Gosh, when I think back to my childhood on the Lower East Side in New York...
Yeah, well, Eddie, you may have had it tough as a youngster with no education and being raised in the gutter, but I've got to say one thing about you.
Yes?
You acted.
That's not true, Harry Von Zell. I'm the epitome of intelligence.
The what?
Epitome. That's what the kid down the street used to do when I called him Stinky. Epitome.
No.
I made it up.
You made that up?
Yeah.
And you call that other kid Stinky?
Oh, never mind.
Well, anyway, Eddie, I tell you what, let's show the people what it was like for the poor children from the sidewalks of New York who couldn't afford an education.
That's a good idea, Harry. Go ahead, right into...
Unlike fortunate boys who could afford the luxury of a college education, Eddie Cantor was born on the Lower East Side, which immediately made the Lower East Side lower. We now find Butch Von Zell talking to Popeye Cantor on the corner of Henry Street and Joe's Alley.
Hey, Eddie!
What is it? Holy smokes,
look what's coming down the street! The patrol wagon!
So what? Ain't you never seen a patrol wagon before?
Not with me old man driving it.
Your old man, you know what they told him last time about kidnapping cops.
Ah,
it ain't my old man's fault. It's his environment.
His environment?
Yeah, being around my mother and me. But the old man's a good skate. Yesterday he took me to the movies.
To the pictures, huh?
Yeah, we sat in the balcony and all during the picture he let me throw pop bottles at the people in the orchestra.
That's uncouth.
Yeah.
When I went to the movies with my old man, I didn't throw a single pop bottle.
You did? What did you throw out of the balcony?
Pop. Hey, here comes Leonard.
Oh, yeah, that rich kid from down a block.
Yeah, how do you know he's rich?
Well, they hung out their wash yesterday, and you want to know something?
What?
Everybody in their family wears underwear.
Why, that ain't nothing. I wear underwear.
You wear underwear?
Yeah.
Then how's come I can't see no underwear through that hole in your pants?
I got a hole in my underwear.
Hey, Leonard. Can we play with your bat and ball?
Geez, well, where do we play?
Right here. The fire hydrant is first base. The manhole cover is second base. And you see over there lying in the gutter?
Yeah?
My old man's third base.
Wait a minute.
Listen, let's not be too noisy because yesterday the cops broke up our ball game.
They did?
Yeah. And it was the first time I ever saw third base get up and run home.
New York winters could be bleak and cold, but sometimes winter on the east side could be a lot of fun, like during recess when the kids played in the snow.
What a snowman, Harry.
Yeah.
What a snowman. Just put a little more snow on the top of his head, and we're all finished.
Yeah, there we are. Oh, boy, is that a peach? Hey, Eddie, here comes the teacher. Hey, Teach, how you like our snowman?
Well, that's a pretty good job. Why, it looks just like a real man.
It should. The principal's inside.
At a time when most young college men are looking forward to the junior prom, an act full of excitement about the coming hop, so did Eddie Cantor look forward to a dance.
Hey, Harry! Harry!
Yeah, Eddie!
Harry, bud!
All right, what's eating?
Hey, Harry, why do you say you and me get some dames to go to a dance, huh?
What's a dance?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know how funny your old man walks on Saturday night?
Yeah.
It's the same thing, only a dame holds you up instead of a cop. It's the same thing.
What do you know about dames?
What do I know about dames? You want to know something? I'll tell you something. Yesterday, I kissed a dame. I really kissed. I think it was a good one.
You kissed a dame? Yesterday, you kissed a dame? A dame you kissed? What's it like yesterday?
Yep. Well, I'll tell you. You know how you pucker up your lips when you drink soda pop out of the bottle?
Oh, wait a minute. You mean kissing a dame is just like drinking soda pop out in a bottle?
Yeah, except when you're true kissing a dame, you can't throw her at the umpire.
Hey, look. Look, Eddie, here comes them three Andrew sisters from the next block.
Yeah, look at them! Yeah, some class, ain't they? Hello, girls.
Shut up.
Some class, ain't they? Yeah. I like that patty, Harry. I think I'll stroll over and give it that society approach. Say, Patricia, would you and your sister like to go hoofing? I mean dancing. I mean dancing, huh?
You mean necking, and the answer is no.
Now, wait a minute, Patty. I ain't taking no for no answer from no dame.
Now, wait a minute. Don't talk that way in front of my girl.
No?
You ain't so tough. You're not the only one around here with muscles.
I'm not?
No. Hey, Patricia, show him your muscles.
Never mind, Patricia. Hey, Maxine, how about you going to the dance with me, huh?
You wouldn't know how to act at no dance.
I would, too, like a perfect little gentleman. First, I walk over to a girl, tap a partner on the shoulder and say, pardon me, may I cut in?
Then what would you do?
Wipe the fingerprints off my knife. Well, maybe you'd like to go to the dance with me, huh, LaFine?
I'm going with Harry.
You're going with Harry. What do you want to go with him for? He's a cheapskate. When he takes you to the ice cream parlor, two of you's got to use one straw. When I take you, we each get a straw.
Yeah? But under his straw, there's an ice cream soda.
Who wants a soda? It only clogs up the straw so you can't blow spitballs. Say, Patty, I'm taking you to the dance because I love you, Patty. May I kiss your hand, Maxine? I love you, Patty. May I kiss your hand, Maxine?
Patty, if you love me, why do you keep kissing Maxine's hand?
Because it's got jelly on it.
Oh.
That is the story, ladies and gentlemen, of a man born in poor surroundings who, through his own initiative, grew up to become one of the most beloved personalities of this generation.
Harry, it's nice of you to say that, but, well, you shouldn't talk that way about me.
About you? I'm talking about me.
You girls to know that I enjoyed having you with us, and I want the people to find out that in real life you don't talk like you did in that East Side sketch, and that you have a sweet way of expressing yourselves.
Sheriff!
See what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? Well, anyway, right now the Andrews sisters sing Sunny Boy, and girls, if you don't mind, I'd like to sneak in on the second chorus, made up as Sunny Boy. I do to them?
You make them blue.
What's my name?
Sunny Boy.
What will friends do to you?
Friends may forsake me.
What will you let them do?
Let them all forsake me.
Who will you still have in the end?
I'll still have you.
What's my name?
Sunny Boy.
Where am I sent from?
He
you're sent from heaven.
Have I any special valuation?
And I know your worth.
What will I make?
You made a heaven.
For who? Right where? On what?
For me, right here on earth.
God bless me!
When I'm old and gray, dear.
You want me to promise something?
Promise you won't stray, dear.
Give me a good reason.
I need you so.
My name,
Sunny Boy.
Well, Harry, now that I'm going to send Eddie Cantor Von Zell Jr. to college, I feel that first he should have a little private tutoring. You know, grammar, mathematics.
And languages.
Yes, he could study languages. And then he'd be able to say hello in French. Comment allez-vous? Comment allez-vous?
How do you vous?
That you are the tutor.
Mind dear you. I was teaching at Columbia University.
Oh, do you know Nicholas, Murray, Butler?
I was teaching all three of them.
Russian, if you were really at Columbia, you should know that Nicholas Murray Butler is president. Of course, you're joking.
No, I was just being facetious.
Of course.
Mr. Vanzel, yeah. I will teach your baby in the morning or in the afternoon. Suit yourself.
Yeah, tell me, what is the matter with the evening?
That is impossible. In the evening, I'm going to that school.
All right, Harry, we've got to get someone else.
Wait a minute. Can you get someone who has written a book on poetry such as this one?
What one?
Page one. I will give you a prince.
A what?
A prince.
Go ahead. Give it.
There once was a glazer named Fraser, washed him off as it chewed up his blazer. Then he stood in a trance as it ate up his pants. And swallow the shorts for a chaser.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you. Some early morn you will hear us home. Rudy Tootin, it's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day. Come on, Leonard, blow that horn. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you, some early morn you will hear us honk. Rudy Tootin. It's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day coming. There's gonna be a great day.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
It's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day. Come on, Leonard, blow that horn. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you, some early morn you will hear us honk. Rudy Tootin.
The Eddie Cantor Show, on Tuned to Yesterday from January 10th, 1945 on NBC. As it turns out, it was a busy week on radio for Cantor. Days earlier, he appeared on the Danny Kaye Show on the 6th, then the next night showed up as special guest on the Andrew Sisters radio show before hosting them 3 days later. You're listening to an hour of comedy on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Now time for the Abbott and Costello Show. Some great routines next in this January 25th, 1945 broadcast from NBC.
Listen to the great rhythms of Freddie Rich and his orchestra. And that roly-poly little road hog who, whenever he's stopped by a traffic cop, always says, "Hey, Abbott!"
Hey, Costello, come here. Where have you been? Hey, wait a minute. And where did you get that suit? It looks like a naval officer's uniform.
Oh, a naval officer's uniform!
Uh-huh.
I should hope to tell you, Abbott, I'm going to join the Merchant Marine. How do you like the fancy uniform? Get a load of gold braid on my cap, the gold braid on my sleeve.
Wait a minute, Costello. That's a nice uniform, all right, but you've got the pants on backwards.
I know. I want to be a rear admiral.
Look, you can't get in the Merchant Marine. You couldn't pass the physical examination.
Who couldn't, Abbott? I walked in the recruiting office this afternoon. Everybody stood up, and the captain pointed at me, and he said, "Boys! There's a whale of a man."
The captain said you were a whale of a man?
Well, he didn't use them same words.
What did he say?
He said, "Boys, get a load of that big hunk of blubber." You know, I can hardly wait till I get on my ship, Abbott. Sailing, sailing, over the bounding New Jersey.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. That's over the bounding Maine.
I come from Paterson, New Jersey. Why should I give a plug to Maine?
No, look. Well, there you are. That shows you know nothing about the sea. You're not a nautical man.
I'm not what?
I said you're the least bit nautical.
Oh, I have my moments.
Oh,
I
no,
really do, Abbott.
No, I do.
After all, a fella can't be nicicle all the time. There's no sensical in being nicicle when you meet a little cuticle who wants to be nautical.
Oh, what are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
Yes.
Well, last nighticle, I met a cuticle riding a bicycle. I bought her a popsicle, and just as she was going to give me a kissicle, a copsicle on a motorcycle blew his whistle and gave me a slapsicle in a pussicle and sent me homesicle.
That's enough of that silly talk. What do you mean by coming in here talking about being a sailor? You don't know anything about the sea.
Who don't? My whole family were sailors, Abbott. Even my Uncle Artie Stubbins was a sailor.
What was his capacity?
5 quarts.
No. What did he do as a sailor?
He was on a tanker.
Where is he now?
On a bender.
Now, will you be serious, please? Now, take me.
Who wants you?
Shut up. I love the sea. The sea is in my blood. Sailboats, steamboats, rowboats, they're all in my blood.
No wonder your skin is so lumpy.
Oh. You can joke all you want, but I love the sea. Do you realize that I lived on salt water for 20 years?
How can you drink that stuff?
Oh, never mind that. The ocean is wonderful. Did you ever see the flying fishes fly or the leaping tunas leap?
Nope, but I saw the dolphins douse and heard the porpoises port.
Look, Costello, I'm going to see how much you know about boats. Now, have you ever been down to the docks?
Yeah, I was at the docks this morning.
Did you see any vessels?
Yep, the nurse carried one in.
No. I'm not talking about that kind of a dock. I'm talking about a wharf.
A what?
A wharf, 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 wharf.
Oh, that's cute, Abbott. Now, give me your paw.
No, Costello. The wharf is where the boats embark.
Do what?
Embark.
Woof, 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 woof,
What are you doing?
I didn't know you wanted to play doggy.
Oh, Costello, please. I don't think you know anything about boats. Do you know anything about sloops?
Oh, I'm crazy about sloops. There's nothing like a hot bowl of sloop with plenty of clackers.
You dummy, you wouldn't know the difference between a...
I'm starting to talk like Charlie Chan.
Listen to me, please. I'm just after telling you, you wouldn't know the difference between a sloop and a gunboat.
That's what my mother made for lunch.
She made what?
Chicken gunboat sloop.
You please talk sense. Look, how about this boat you're going out on? How fast is it?
How fast is it?
Yes.
It goes 40 miles an hour.
Oh, no. You don't mean miles. You mean your boat goes knots.
My boat goes knots.
Certainly. Every boat goes knots. The faster the engines turn, the more knots you get.
And the more you talk, the more knots I get.
No. Will you please listen? Knots are nautical miles. For instance, if you ask a sailor how fast a boat is going, he won't say miles to you. He'll say knots to you.
And I'll say knots right back to him.
No, you don't. You're a fine sailor. Great guy to have on a boat in case of an emergency. Look, what would you do if you were on a boat and it started leaking in the middle of the night?
I'd put a pan under it and go back to bed.
No.
Well, ain't that right?
No, certainly not. Suppose there was a big hole in the side of the boat and the water was rushing in. What would you do?
I'd bore a hole on the other side and let the water out.
Now you see, there you go again. Why, you don't even know what part of the boat from... You don't one part from the other.
Oh, yes,
all.
I do. Yes,
no, you
I
don't.
Do. Yes, I do.
Well, let me see here. Let's
all right.
see.
All right,
go ahead.
Well,
name the different parts of a boat.
Okay, the bow is the front of the boat.
That's right.
The stern is the back of the boat, and the starboard is on the right side.
Yeah. Where's the port?
In a bottle in the icebox.
I told you. Look. Suppose you were out in a boat and a strong east wind came up. What would you do?
I'd throw out an anchor.
That's right. All right. Now, but suppose a terrific west wind came up.
I'd throw out another anchor.
But suppose a north wind came up.
Then I'd throw out another anchor.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you getting all those anchors?
Same place you're getting all that wind.
Costello, you are without a doubt the most imbecilic moron I have ever met in my life.
Thank you, Abbott.
That's all
and
right.
I wish you'd tell that to my Uncle Artie Stebbins.
Why?
He thinks I'm a jerk. Hey, Abbott.
What?
What's the idea of dragging me down here to the shipyards?
Well, Costello, if you're going into the merchant marines, you've got to learn something about boats. Now, see right over there, tied up to that pier, you see two schooners and a skiff.
Oh, this must be the place where my Uncle Artie Stebbins was last night.
What do you mean?
He had two schooners and he come home skiff.
No. Oh. Will you cut that out, please?
Hey, Abbott.
What?
Look.
What?
What's that funny-looking boat over there without any top on it?
Oh, that's one they're just building. That's a hull of a ship.
You're telling me. But what kind of a boat is it?
Hey there, fat boy, step aside. We're about to christen a ship. All right, lady, break that bottle of champagne over the stern.
No! Lady, what's the idea? You shall hit the bow, not me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. In all this fog, I couldn't tell one tub from another.
Let me at the day.
Get away from there, Costello. It's not her fault. She mistook you for a ship.
I hope I didn't hurt you.
Oh, no, you didn't. You just cracked my boilers and my engine room is flooded. I shouldn't let girls around shipyards, Abbott, I'm telling you.
Oh, I have a perfect right
Kid
to be here.
She looks like a blood transfusion.
All right, never mind that now.
I said that, didn't I?
Perfect right to be here. In fact, they named this boat after me because I have such graceful lines. My friends tell me I look just like a streamlined ship.
Well, don't look now, kid, but your cargo has shifted.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you two guys hanging around here for?
My friend Costello here wants to be a sailor.
Oh, he does, huh?
Yes.
Well, come on, fat boy. Grab that duffel bag and follow me.
Okay.
Oh, put me down, you fool!
I'm sorry, Lee. In all this fog, I couldn't tell one old duffel from another.
Costello, come on, let's go. Come on, please. Let's get going. Come on.
Yeah, step right into this office and we'll examine you. Now, that's it. Now, open your shirt, Costello, and let me see what kind of a chest you've got.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Oh, come on, Costello, open your shirt.
Abbott, I can't. I feel too embarrassed.
Embarrassed to show your chest?
I forgot to comb it this morning.
Come on, here, I'll help you off with your shirt. Come on.
Say, you got some nice tattooing there. What's that picture of that lady on your back?
Oh, that's Whistler's mother.
Whistler's mother? Well, what are those two sailors doing there with her?
Those are the guys she whistled at.
Well, you seem to be all right physically. Now, just step in the next room and see the officer in charge of personnel.
On the poop deck, I'm at the end.
Hey, look, Costello, it's Pizzo. Senor Maggie.
Well, for goodness sake. What can I do for you, boys? I'm in charge of the CBs.
CBs?
Could be. Now, just a second, Costello. What are you doing with your hand?
I'm saluting you.
That's a very funny salute.
Can I help it if my nose itches?
Costello, behave yourself. Kitzel, could you use a man like Costello on one of your ships?
Oh, yes, indeedy. You know, I've got a ship leaving tomorrow for the Underwear Islands.
The Underwear Islands?
Uh-huh, the West Indies.
Oh, I was telling you last summer with a picture company.
In the West Indies?
I was making shorts.
He was making shorts. Oh, I get it. Making shirts. I don't wear them.
Listen, Kitzel, where else does your boat go?
Well, after it leaves the West Indies, it goes to Cuba, Puerto Rico, and Haiti.
What comes after Haiti?
Haiti 1, Haiti 2, Haiti 3.
Oh, Abbott, this guy is nothing but a big nobab.
What is a nobab?
Spelled backwards, baboon.
Who are you calling a baboon in my country, that means fight.
Well, in my country, that means fight, too.
Well, how do you like that? We're both from the same country.
Costello, quit arguing, or Kitzel won't give you a job.
Yes, sir, Mr. Costello, and you know I got just the job for you. We're looking for a brave boy like you to fight man-eating sharks
I'm afraid. I'm afraid I couldn't take that job on account of my middle name is Earl.
What's your middle name got to do with it?
Earl and water don't mix.
Costello, don't be such a coward. Why don't you admit that you can't swim?
Who can't swim? Every night I go swimming after dinner.
You mean you swim on a full stomach?
No, I swim on my back. Last night I was out swimming in the ocean. I saw a school of whales swimming 8 feet above the water.
Now, just a second. How could a school of whales swim 8 feet above the water?
This was a high school.
For goodness sake, a high school. Well, we're going to see how much you know about swimming. I challenge you to a swimming race right now.
There you are, Costello. Kitzel is calling you bluff.
Yeah. All right, Kitzel. Tell you what I'll do. Do you see that little red light way out in the water?
Yes.
Well, we'll swim out to that red light and back. And the guy who makes it in the fastest time wins.
Okie dokie, I'll go for you.
Go ahead.
Well, there he goes, Costello. He's swimming straight for the red light. You'd better be ready to try it when Kitzel gets back.
Kitzel ain't coming back.
Isn't coming back? What do you mean?
That red light is on the back end of a boat going to China.
Costello, this is ridiculous. We've been rowing around this harbor in the dock for over an hour. And they've chased you off every ship. Nobody wants to hire you as a sailor. And besides, I'm very hungry.
Oh, here's a bottle of milk. Catch yourself a fish.
What kind of a fish could I catch with a bottle of milk?
Catfish.
No. Look, let's go back to shore.
Not me, Abbott. I'm going to every boat in this harbor until I get a job.
Hey. Hey, look. There's a boat bearing down on us now.
A dime for a cup of coffee?
A dime for a cup of coffee? Who are you?
Oh, just a tramp steamer.
Here's a quarter, Niles. Go scuttle yourself, will you?
Hey, Costello, there's a big ship lying at anchor. And there's a ladder hanging over the side. Look, I'll grab you by the coat and boost you up.
What rip?
Your coat is gone.
Then you better grab me by the shirt. What rip?
Your shirt is gone now. I'll grab you by the trousers.
I'm afraid to ask.
What's coming off down below?
You'd be surprised.
Better get you aboard.
Never mind aboard. Give me a barrel.
Stand by below. I'm sending down my first mate.
Put something around me, Abbott. Quick. His wife is coming down.
Ahoy up there. Don't bother sending down your first mate.
All right. I'll send down my second mate.
How do you like that? The guy's a pigamist. Don't send down your second mate either.
How about the third mate?
The guy's got three mates. What is this, to see a matrimony?
Oh, go ahead, Costello. Climb aboard.
Well, welcome to the SS Sponge.
This sponge is soaked.
Hey, you must be our new admiral.
Just a minute, Captain.
Wait a minute. Quiet.
What's the matter?
Abbott, this guy thinks I'm an admiral.
Oh.
This is my big chance to run my own ship.
Take it easy.
Here I go. Watch me put
Take
it on.
Take it easy. Go ahead.
Crank up the ship. Let's get started. Put it in gear.
Oh, but sure. You can't start the ship until you get steam up.
I'll get steam up. Hey, steam.
Yes, sir.
Get up.
Anything else, sir?
Yeah. Batten down the hatches.
But the hatches are all battened down.
Batten them down again. We'll show those hatches.
Wait a minute, Costello. You can't make this ship go until you weigh the anchor.
Okay, Abbott, bring me the scales.
No. Before you start, Costello, you'd better get all your hands on deck.
Get what?
Your hands. Where are your hands?
In my pocket, you dope.
Costello, what about the weather? Did you get the weather forecast?
The what?
The weather forecast. How do you find the weather?
I opened the window and there it was.
Now, this is serious, Costello. Suppose we run into a storm.
Oh, I don't think we'll have a storm.
How about a shower?
Take one if you think you need it.
Oh.
And I think you need it.
Never mind.
I think we both need it.
All right. Come on, Costello. Let's go up on the captain's bridge.
On his what?
That thing over there is the captain's bridge.
For goodness sakes, how did he get that big thing in his mouth?
Pardon me, sir, but we'd better not set sail. The barometer is falling.
Well, pick it up and let's get going. Avast, you slobs, swabs. Larboard, the main sail. Raise the jib sail. Lower the sheets and change the bedspreads.
Well, we're moving, Costello. Isn't this wonderful? Here we go over the bounding waves. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down.
Stop the bus. Stop the bus. Stop the boat, Abbott. Stop the bus.
What's the matter with you?
Something terrible is going to happen.
How do you know? Are you psychic?
No, I'm seasick.
Ah, you'll be all right in a minute. Let's take a walk around the deck.
Hey, Abbott.
What?
Isn't the air wonderful?
What do you mean?
What's that little coop up on top of the ship?
That's the crow's nest.
The crow's nest?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go up and take a peek at the little darlings.
Oh, please, please. There are no crows up there.
Then what are those big birds flying around up there?
Those are gulls.
How can you tell the gulls from the boys?
No. Come on, please, Costello, please.
Well, wait a minute, wait a minute. I mean, I want to climb up in that crow's nest and gather some eggs.
There are no eggs in that crow's nest.
There must be. A couple of them just dropped after that last gag.
Look, please, forget about the egg.
I wish I was an egg.
What do you mean? Now, take it easy,
please. Recitation.
Now, wait a minute, look.
Recitation.
Just a minute, look. Now,
recitation.
Look. Now, be careful what you're saying.
I'd like to be a little egg sitting in a tree. When you'd walk by, I'd break myself and splatter thee with me. Some yolk.
Yes, plenty. Costello, please, cut that kind of stuff out. Well, I think I'll go below and get something to eat.
Where do I eat?
Well, you can mess with the captain's wife.
Not me. I ain't messing with nobody's wife.
Oh, pardon me, sir. We'll have to turn back. We're going to run into a squall.
Costello, look. Something looming up ahead of us in the fog.
Yeah. He's trying to run into us.
Yes.
Hey, you! Don't you know the rules of the sea? Get out of the way. Do you want us to run into us?
What do you mean, run into you? This is a lighthouse.
Well, get it out of the way. You're on the wrong side of the street anyway. And dim your lights. You're blinding me.
Costello, you'd better let me take that wheel before we're all killed.
Don't you get worried, Abbott. Don't you worry. I can steer this boat. I know every rock along this coast. That must be a strange one. Hey.
Costello.
What?
I think you struck a reef.
A what?
Reef, reef.
You were barking much better in the first spot.
Right.
Hey, we're moving again.
Look out, Costello. There's a little fishing boat dead ahead.
Fresh your clams at 25 cents a dozen. Fresh your clams at 25 cents a dozen. Clam a chow at 10 cents a bowl. Clam a chow.
Hey, Abbott, get me some crackers. I'm in the sloop again.
Well, our lovely singing star, Connie Haynes, is all ready to musically tell us, is you is or is you ain't, my baby? Come on, Connie.
I got a man who's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love him. Just to see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want him. I'm gonna ask him, is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. My baby, baby, it seems my flame and your heart's done gone out. A man is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find he's gone and made a change. Is you ain't my baby. Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby too? man is a creature who's always been strange. When you're sure of one, you'll find he's gonna make a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Or has my baby found somebody new? Or is my baby
now? Here, Bud and Lou, back with the final word.
Say, Costello.
Yeah.
Did you know that your kid brother Sebastian was sitting in the control room all through the show tonight?
Yeah? What's he doing in there? I'm going to find out. Hey, Sebastian. Come on out here.
Hello, Uncle Bud. Hello, Louie. I came down here tonight to ask you guys to do me a favor.
Well, what's on my mind? I mean, what's on your mind? Yeah, but if I'm going to play these double parts, I want more money.
Come on, Sebastian. What do you want?
Well, Uncle Bud, I'm thinking of starting a program of my own. And I got a couple of good guys to help me do it. Midgie Shields and Tommy Lamb. And we want to put on a nice program. Now, you know all the big shots in radio. You can help me.
Well, we'd like to help you, Sebastian, but really, we don't know anybody.
Don't give me that. I heard this program tonight. You must know somebody.
Now, look, Sebastian, I'm surprised at you to think that you would come out here on this microphone and deliberately try to discredit the acting ability of your brother Lou and myself. How can you be so ungrateful? What in the world is the matter with you?
Oh, I'm a bad boy!
Good night, folks.
The Abbott and Costello Show on Tuned to Yesterday, a CBS episode from January 25th, 1945. And so closes this hour of comedy on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's golden years. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Thanks for listening.